Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. I hope you're well. Very exciting, isn't it? Because we've had both the new Kanye album, Jesus is King. I don't know what you think about it. I'm going to be honest with you, not a fan. Well, I'm not a fan of the music, except for I love that tune with the clips on. But I do respect what Kanye's doing, do you know what I mean? He's into his faith. He's done an album centered around that. You know, good for him. Although, I don't know, when Jesus Walks came out, that was a great record that sort of summarised him being a rap star and the relationship of that with his faith. And I just don't think Jesus King has tackled that, really. It just feels like he doesn't really get into it, does he, about his faith too much. I mean, he does. That's all he talks about is his faith. But I don't know. I'm judging the album because it doesn't meet what I expected him to do, but Kanye doesn't ever do what you expect him to do, so fair enough, he can do whatever the fuck he wants, doesn't he? I mean, in my opinion, it matters less than jack shit to him. The other thing that's exciting is the new Gangstar album. And the Gangstar album, I mean, is it bad? I enjoyed the Gangstar album a lot. I think it's great. And obviously it's exciting that Gangstar have got an album out. But it is very much what you'd expect from Gangstar, and I really enjoyed it. So Kanye's done an album that I wasn't expecting, and Gangstar have done an album that I was expecting, and I love the Gangstar album. So is that an indictment of Kanye and an endorsement of Gangstar, or is it just a sign that I am a backwards-looking, regressive prick? I'll leave that up to you to decide. Anyway, today's episode of Hip Hop Saved My Life is brought to you by... It's not brought to you by anyone. It features Amelia de Moldenberg, star of Chicken Shop Dates. If you haven't seen Chicken Shop Dates on YouTube, you should watch it. It's hilarious. She gets kind of different rappers and grime stars and celebs and stuff and goes on a date with them in a chicken shop. She's come to hip-hop and probably more grime relatively recently. She talks about that. She's very, very funny. I think she's going to be a big star. I hope you enjoy Hip Hop Save My Life featuring Amelia de Moldenberg. Bye.
This is the Hip Hop Save My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Save My Life. I'm here with Rematch. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good to be back.
It's good to be back. What have you been up to? Your kids have started getting on, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
You sent me a really cute photo.
Yeah. The girl, Martha, hated the boy, Louis.
Yeah. How did that hate manifest itself?
Physically.
Really? Yeah. Like, how vicious?
Well, you'd stop it in its tracks, but it was... Anyway, but my
sounded like you moved on because it was going to get really dark.
Oh, no, yeah, got so dark that I can't relive it. Like my mother-in-law bought Martha a doll,
right?
When Louis was born,
yeah,
as a sort of, you know, to replicate what my wife was doing, caring for the baby, etc. But
right.
All she did is gouge its eyes out and smash it with a bottle.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what she was constantly doing. So she's just taking out this new arrival on her.
Did that scare you? Because that suggests that she's
got tendencies.
Yeah.
No, but it does now. That made me think.
Well, I don't know why it had to take me to point it out for you to be nervous about.
I just thought it was just a natural reaction.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, I think
she should seek help.
You gouge the eyes out of a doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that was a concern.
I'll send her to get some help.
It's too late now, isn't it?
But anyway, they're getting on
now.
She kissed him on the head.
Great.
There you go. That's progress. And then gouged his eyes out.
This is the bit where we introduce our guest.
We are delighted to be joined by star of Chicken Shop Dates, Amelia de Moldenberg. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm good.
Sorry about the kids' good chat.
That was, it was pretty dark.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I do.
Gouged?
No gouging.
No gouging.
No.
We saw each other last night, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
at the...
The Moth Club.
The Moth Club, Rupert's favourite haunt.
Yeah, I live there.
It was quite cool.
Did you like it?
Yeah, the glitter
gold
curtains.
The gold ceilings.
Gold ceilings and gold glitter curtains.
Mm. Yeah.
Which...
Strong look. Is that always there? Yeah.
Well, you got to explain it for your Sky
show. Oh, sorry, yeah. So we're doing these series of Sky shorts, of which Amelia is doing one.
Yep.
Has done one. It's in the can, isn't it?
Done it.
It's currently
done and dusted.
Yeah, they made it look nicer than it does normally.
Yeah, but I quite like that. I like when
the
you do
the shittiness of it.
The griminess of it. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's an old working men's club.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was cool. Active. And it wasn't too big, you know?
No.
It was just the right size.
Yeah. I thought we could have done with more people in there.
Yeah, well, that's my fault.
Is it your fault?
No.
I was going to say, I wouldn't have said it if I thought it was your fault.
No, it's a Monday.
It's just one.
Are you working on the show?
No. I run gigs there every Thursday, and they asked me to help bring in an audience.
Yes,
they did. Right, so it is your fault.
Yeah. It is my fault. Yeah, for half an hour.
Well, no, you were asked late on, weren't you?
Yeah. Do you do much live stuff?
No, not at all. Me and Ron were just talking about this earlier. I don't. Thanks. I was nervous before I went on.
Yeah, you didn't seem it though. But then you don't. I don't know how I could tell if you were nervous.
Yes. Yeah. I would. No. I'm not a crier or anything.
No.
Yeah. Just there backstage, rocking in the corner.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
No. It was fun.
So if people don't know Chicken Shop Dates, which is unlikely, because it's got, 35 million views, is that right?
Yeah.
35 million?
Across the episodes, not like one episode's got 35
million. One episode's got 34 million.
And the rest have got 1,000.
I've got
one really popular episode.
Yeah.
What is the most popular episode? Or do you want to explain it to our listeners who might not know what the show is?
It's basically, it's a dating show. Mm-hmm. Set in a chicken shop with me and mainly rappers, but not always rappers, actors, comedians. It's kind of like an alternative dating show because none of us really want to be there.
Mm. How did you come up with the idea?
It started off as a column in a magazine.
Right.
After sixth form, I went to this youth club in Northwest London where I'm from, and the whole point of the club was like to make a magazine, and it was basically like youth culture and music and fashion kind of thing. And that's where it started, because everyone there was really into rap, UK rap and grime, and I wasn't. So I wanted to get in on the conversation.
What were you into at that stage?
I was into like McFly. Yeah.
Just that.
I was into McFly. I was into like anything that's in the charts. Right. I would probably say I was into.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
No, and still am, really.
Yeah.
I still am, yeah.
What sort of pop stuff are you listening to now? Pop stuff, fucking hell.
Little Mix?
Sometimes. I just watched Jesse from Little Mix's documentary on BBC Three.
Is it good?
Quite good? Yeah, it's about...
sad, right?
It's really sad. It's about trotting. Mm. She's basically crying the whole time. So, yeah, it's pretty sad.
She's going out with Chris Hughes now from
Love
Island.
Yeah, she's from Love Island.
So things are looking up.
If you're on Love Island, don't you get trolled shitless?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I sort of followed the last series of Love Island via Instagram because I didn't watch it.
Mm.
But as soon as somebody from Love Island posts anything, they get fucking slaughtered, man.
Yeah.
It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, anything. But I think it's just like so many people watch it now. And I feel like people have this thing with when they see people on reality shows, something in their brain just flips and goes, they're not human, so I can say whatever I want to them.
Mm.
And so it just unleashes this kind of evil, anonymous troll in people.
Well, the show's really popular. All those people are super hot. And they're the sort of people that, like, ugly people like me hated at school. And then you suddenly see them being on TV.
Mm.
It sort of brings out the worst in people, doesn't it? By the way, I'm fully aware that it looks like there that I've suggested
troll.
That I'm one of the people that's, that's trolling
these
people, but it's not. I'm not. I fully support all the contestants of Love Island in their ongoing careers. Yes, Rupert, because you were in which series?
I was in the first series.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We actually?
No. Yeah. He's let himself go horrendously since that first series.
Like, wow, plot twist. Wow.
So you got into UK rap and grime and stuff as off the back of that?
Yeah, when I was about 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just became quite obsessed with it, really. But yeah, so it started off as a column in a magazine, and I would just basically get friends of friends who were musicians, rappers, and I got people like Stylo G.
Yeah.
Stylo G. Lethal Bizzle was in the column. And then when I was in my first year of uni, decided to make it into a YouTube series. So filmed the first episode with Getz.
Things could be worse, I suppose. School trips, school kids cursing my clothes. Is it the same in every house when the curtains are closed? Daydream. I'm in the world on my own. I ain't leaving. It must be because I hate my reality. That's why I'm on the verge of embracing insanity. Put me in a padded room, throw away the key, and let me escape, die and keep. I can't take it. I turn my back on the world. I can't.
And then just
how
basically
did you get Getz to agree to that?
Yeah, good question. I think about this a lot. Well, the magazine had like links with different PRs and managers already, and we could always get quite good people on. Like, as in, we, like, when I joined, the person on the front cover was like Tinchy Strider when he was really big, and then we had like Tiny Temper, and then we had Jesse J, people like that. Anyway, so we had these links, and this one woman said that, who was a PR at the time called Rachel, she said that she was looking after Getz, and she really liked the column and put it forward to Getz, and he was just like, yeah, I'll do it. So that is basically just like chance.
And then, but now when you do it, they know what to expect because they'll have seen it.
Yeah.
So when Getz did it, he wouldn't have known how that was going to go. So how shit scary was that for you? Because the way you do it is like pretty, like you do it in a very irreverent way. Do you know what I mean? And you're sort of, if I was in your position doing that for the first time, I'd worry that they think that I was taking the fucking piss or whatever and get annoyed. I mean, was that a concern?
Yeah, I was like, my main concern at the time was that he wasn't going to turn up.
Right.
Because I've done all the production myself from the beginning. And so I'm just, in my head, I'm thinking, right, I've got to get the shop, I've got to get the camera people, I've got to, like, at that time we were getting everyone to just do it for free as a favour. We filmed it after hours, and I was just stressing about the production stuff in my head and just hoping that he would turn up. And then when he actually came, he was early, he was waiting outside in the car with his friend. And I was just like, thank God he's actually here. And then I was like, oh, wait, shit, we actually have to do the episode now. So then when he came in, I was just like, right, I don't know, when the camera starts going, just goes in my head. I'm just like, you've got to perform.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you don't, then all your time, your energy, your money is just wasted. So yeah. And I also think the whole point of the show is that, like, if they are a bit freaked out or if they don't really know what's going on, then that works in my favour. Like with the whole like vibe of the show. So yeah, that was the first episode, and then I guess I just started doing them sporadically throughout uni when I had the time and when I could get people to agree to do it. And I still feel that way now, even after all this time, is like I'm spend so much time trying to get artists to come on.
Did you not find people sort of approach you though, quite, if you've got that sort of caliber of the first guest with Getz, that they'd want to come and do it? So
really good question.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, no, it wasn't a great question.
Like, that was terrible.
No, it was a good question, but no. I was just like, wow, I've created this incredible format. It's absolutely genius.
Yeah.
And I've got Getz as the first person. Like, obviously, like, everyone's want to do it now.
Yeah.
No.
But no, it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, like, not at all. Obviously, then I had other people come on the show. I got Jammer on, that was good. That was through a friend who I'd done some work experience with. And then I can't even remember who's next. But yeah, everyone's just been quite difficult to get on, really. So yeah. No, some people obviously now really want to come on, and it's great because it makes my life so much easier, because it's like someone that I want to have on the show. And then they reach out and it's just like so easy. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. But now I feel like I'm at this stage where I like, there are certain people that I want and the fans are wanting on now. And so I'm really particular with who I have on the show. And I always have been, but the sort of UK rap kind of came up to this mainstream place that it is now, like while Chicken Shop Day was also growing. So like at the time it started, like grime hadn't really like had its like renaissance that it then had, with like Skepta winning the Mercury and all these amazing things happening, and Stormzy being where he is now. So I feel like I've come up with all these artists that are now like really hard to get.
Yeah.
And so that's just how it is.
Yeah. So who do you really want to get that you haven't heard?
Jay Huss.
Yeah.
Stormzy. Fredo.
Yeah.
Georgia Smith. Yeah.
I think they're probably coming though, aren't they?
Yeah, they had to come on.
Yeah,
I think they've 100%. All said yes.
Mm. Oh.
But
it's just time.
That was like, it takes years.
What's the most viewed episode?
The most viewed one is with AJ Tracy.
Right.
Yeah, I love that one. I'm doing AJ, can you say it for me quickly? AJ, big man living like a pickney. I might Bob Marley if I can't sleep, but I don't love Bobby like I'm Whitney. G-Trace, so brother, I'm a big G. My young Jimmy scratchy, he's itchy. I'm not a corporate proposal, never am I Ozu or a tent, so you can't pitch me. I'm legit, see these jakes wanna shift me, like a keyboard broski, so shifty. I'm not Undertaker, doing graveyard shifts, put a biggin' in a crypto Nipsey. Spin a dumb mute like whiskey, remix, spin a dumb mute, man's tipsy. Man, the vest could have got that girl Tom Ford, then she sprayed that shit to come lips me. Is there anything about that episode that makes it particularly that you can put your finger on us has made it the most, apart from it being him? Him, obviously, and then he hasn't really done many video interviews, and I'm pretty sure that was his first video interview he did, right. So I feel like it was a way that people could like see what his personality is like, and I feel like that's the whole point of the show, is like to show people's personality rather than just to talk about their like musical influences, because who cares about that?
Okay, no. I mean, you've just described this podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just undermined the whole rationale of the whole podcast, so thank you. No, it's all right, it's fine.
I mean, yeah, if anything, I shouldn't mention people care it. About
No.
But I don't, so there you go. No, and also everyone thought that I was flirting with him, but he was obviously flirting with me, so
yeah,
that was fun.
Did you go into any of them hoping to get like an actual
partner?
Yeah.
Or
is that what you're going into every one of them thinking?
Yeah, maybe more at the beginning, and then I just sort of like lost hope.
Right.
Because nobody would message me back or anything afterwards. It was just a bit like a thanks for coming. See you never. Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
But most people do say hey to me when I see them out, which is good.
That's good. And that's better than a relationship in many ways.
Yeah,
isn't
it? It's true, because sometimes.
Less commitment.
Yeah. And also, I wouldn't have a show, would I, if I actually found a boyfriend?
If you did get a boyfriend, you'd have to say to them, you have to be willing to see me go on dates with other people because that's my career.
Yeah, and millions of people are going to watch it and comment.
Yeah.
And you just have to shut up.
And say you're really into that person.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have to read that. And his ego would have to be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
My wife recently...
What a setup.
Huh? My wife
it's
recently...
perfect.
She doesn't watch... Lisa doesn't watch anything I do, no. really. And then the other day she said to me...
Did she ever?
No, I don't think so, no.
She's never watched anything you've done.
No. No, she has watched... So I did a show called... fucking hell, what's it called?
Great British Bake Off.
No.
Oh, they're like the behind the scenes one.
No.
Whatever.
No.
Classic Great British Sewing Bee.
It's like the voice, it's all the vox pops of different people talking about.
Repair Shop?
No.
Scrap Heap Challenge.
It's got British in it.
British.
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 Oh, you said that. It's like, you know, like British people talking about British the nightmares
problems.
Around Christmas.
Very British problems.
Thank you. Yeah, so I did Very British Problems. So Lisa's never watched anything I've done. And then one day I came home and she was watching Very British Problems. And I was in that episode of Very British Problems. And I said to her, why are you watching this show? And she said, because somebody told me that you said something about my mum in it. And then I remembered that I did say, because we were talking about Christmas in that episode. And Lisa's mum had started talking about blowjobs for some reason.
Right.
And I just sort of talked about in the show how... Because I just forget that it's going to be broadcast. And so Lisa watched it to find out... One of her mates had said, fucking hell, did you hear what Romish said about your mum? And so then she watched that. Anyway, the reason I mention all that is the only other thing she's watched is Misadventures of Romish Ranganathan When I Go to Colombia, because she'd heard that I really flirt with the with the Colombian
girls. She's just gathering
who
loads
is this
of evidence.
Snitch in
I
your
don't know,
circle.
Man. It's fucking bad.
So you need
though,
to,
isn't it?
Yeah, you need to think about who you hang out
now,
with.
Now, every time she's going to watch something, I'm just like, well, who did you hear I fucked? Do you know what I mean? That's like... Have you got into any of the music since doing Chicken Shop Dates?
Yeah,
not?
Obviously. People ask that me all the time. Not all the time, actually. Sometimes people ask me that. They're like, do you even listen to the music? And I'm like, well, no, I actually don't listen to the music.
Well,
I
didn't mean it as accusatory as I made it sound, but what I guess what I'm asking is, are you a fucking vulture?
maybe. No. I'm a big fan of the music because I think you'd have to be, otherwise it would just be the most soul-destroying like thing. You just like, I would hate to do something that I didn't actually enjoy. And I've been really lucky that I have most of the stuff I do I actually like doing. But yeah, I'm a big, big fan of the music. I mean, how couldn't you, as a young person today in the UK, like rap music is so popular and it's what everyone's listening to. So I think it's within the mainstream now, so you can't really avoid it even if you didn't like it. But yeah, I love it.
But the effect of something, I mean, were you convinced by that?
Yeah. Well, you're not convinced
100%.
By that.
No, it was 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's just that Rupert looked a bit cynical about the whole thing.
Well, I didn't.
You did.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Do I sound like insincere?
Not to me.
No, not at all.
No.
No, you don't.
Do I?
Not in the slightest.
I really love...
Does Romesh?
I love rap. I love it. I really love it.
That's good. That's better.
Have you been accused like that, though?
Only just, like, by annoying guys at the bar.
Right.
Who were, like, being annoying.
Do they test you?
No. I tend to just ignore them. Also, that doesn't really happen. I feel like I'm blowing this out of proportion. That's probably happened, like, one time.
Yeah.
And I've just remembered it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So what are you listening to at the moment?
I'm actually listening to the Top Boy album, like the compilation one, because it's got loads of different artists on, and there's some really good songs on there. I'm knee deep in it, yeah. Fuck it, let me breathe for a minute, cause the air ain't clean while I'm living. I can smell the demons in it, so I'm rolling in the deep end with it. You know I ain't catching no feelings, yeah. That love be the killer, yeah. Me, I'm trying to be the next millionaire, then the next billionaire. I got my Achilles that will kill it here. Ain't nothing to find out where you living, yeah. Whenever the script gets
no Kano, though. He didn't do a tune to
it. Yeah. Is that because he had his own album out at the time or something?
Yeah.
You've got him on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really good. I'd try to get on my show, but it didn't happen for me.
Put a word in.
Do you want to... Yeah. You could put another word in. I'd probably put about 20 words in, but...
I don't know if you have this. We've had a lot of people coming on saying that they were dubious about doing it.
Mm.
I guess because Rupert and I come across as...
But is it because, like, this whole thing about hip-hop, I just feel like... It's quite intense, like, as in, like, people take it so seriously, and it's like, it's, I can't think of any other, like, subject as much where, like, if you get something wrong, then you're, like, ousted, and, like, it's a really big deal, and maybe people are worried, even all these, you know, maybe Gaynor's worried there is, no, is it pop knowledge isn't
that? It's gonna get exposed. That's great.
That's why Kano hasn't come on, because he's worried.
He's going to get exposed as a phony.
I mean,
yeah, I think that was... Listen, Kano, if you're listening, Amelia's calling you out.
I'm not. I didn't mean Kano, obviously. Yeah. I meant me.
No, but I have that. We have that. Because, you know, well, it's either one of two things. Either people think they don't know enough about hip-hop to come on the podcast, or they think that we're going to take the... like, or they do know about hip-hop and they think that we're going to be really piss-takey about it. So we don't appeal to anyone, I guess, is what I'm saying. But I get nervous when we do the live ones, because, like, afterwards people wait to have a chat to you. And then I'm worried that they're going to go...
ask you, like, big...
Yeah. What did you think of... what did you think of the unreleased Company Flow single from 99? Because a lot of people sort of... I don't know what you're fucking talking
about.
It's
true, really? they're like, that wouldn't happen in, like, country and western, would it?
No.
It's this genre.
Why is it?
There must be other genres where...
The completest
it's
nature sort of it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Because like, if you say country and western, you go, what do you like? And you go... Country Western. Casey Musgraves, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love Casey Musgraves.
She's great, isn't she?
You should get her on the podcast.
It feels like...
It feels like
an out there booking, even for our podcast.
Although techno people are like this, I think, as well, a bit.
Oh, are they?
Maybe. Because I know they were all having a go at Peggy Goo recently, because she was like... She's become all big now and... They're like, you're working with too many brands, so you shouldn't be, it's like not techno enough. I don't even know, but
are you a techno fan?
No, I'm not.
I didn't know that was still existed as a sort of genre.
Oh my god, what? I can't believe you just said that out loud.
Are you serious?
Fucking hell, mate. Are you serious?
I'm just sort of thinking of sort of...
Do you know how fucking militant techno fans are?
Techno fans.
You might as well call out
ISIS.
They don't
listen to this.
I don't know, is there hip hop techno? Like crossover.
There is some stuff that sounds a bit hip hop techno.
It's drum.
Are you about to say it's drum and bass techno?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it hip hop?
Yeah.
This has got to be the least fucking muso episode of any music podcast
ever.
It's
my favourite one already.
No.
It's drum and bass.
Oh boy.
No. Okay, back to rap.
Have you discovered artists that you weren't aware of before? Like, how much do you research? If you don't really know, like, say you only know one or two tunes, do you go into their back catalogue?
Yes.
Or how much research do you do?
I do loads of research because I'm good at my job now. Because you have to do research.
I definitely
can't not do research because so many of my questions are like based off their lyrics or their like things. I try and pick out things that maybe other people wouldn't know. Like, and what I do as my research is I kind of try and watch every interview they've done before.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
Just so I'm not asking the same questions as them. Obviously, like, not, I don't like spend hours and hours doing it, but I try and watch like definitely like the most watched interviews they've done because I'm trying to like get a different response or a different angle from them. So yeah, I'll do my research for sure. And now I have people who help me with that too. Before, I used to do it all by myself. But
so you've got researchers?
Yeah, I work with this girl. I found this girl on Twitter. She's called Mimi and she does these incredible threads, like hip hop threads and she finds out all this information about people. I'm like, what? I was like, you definitely have to
just sends you like bullet points about her.
Well, she's actually, I've only worked with her once when I did my Wireless episode, because at Wireless Festival I've been there backstage twice now. And basically the way it works is like, we don't ever know who we're going to get. So I end up having to do research for like 30 people, because just the whole lineup, just in case someone comes. And so I just didn't have the capacity to like do all of that research myself. So I reached out to her and I said, we help me. Yeah, but other than that, it's me and my friend Marvin. Marvin, who's in Corrupt FM, actually. He's DJ Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, I know him, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That didn't sound convincing.
Anything I say now.
But yeah, I do the research. I'm actually...
maybe I should use Marvin.
Yeah, you should use Marvin.
Should, yeah. What, guest. For this podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Introduce us.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So what albums are you listening to at the moment, Amelia? Bear in mind, I won't know them, but go on.
What?
I think you're more clued up than I am about UK rap.
Really?
Yeah, almost definitely.
Wait, so are you guys just into, like, American old school?
No, hold on. Have you been reading fucking iTunes reviews?
Wait, what do they say on the reviews?
That we're just stuck in the 90s.
Oh, my God. Seriously? You guys?
Well, more me than...
You
branch out, don't you?
Yeah.
You listen to more current stuff.
Yeah, but you're probably more clued up than we are. So can you give us a bit of an
education?
Thank God there's an actual hip-hop head in the room.
I know.
Because I was watching the Mercury Awards last week, I've re-listened...
It's pronounced Mercury.
Mercury.
I'm sorry, I'm just being a cock for the sake of it. Go on.
I was like, fuck, I've said it wrong.
Have you heard Amelia close to the music? You can't even pronounce Mercury. Anyway, go on.
The Saturn Awards. They, yeah, Dave won. So then I started listening to his album again. I loved that psychodrama.
Black is beautiful, black is excellent. Black is pain, black is joy, black is evident. It's working twice as hard as the people you know you're better than, because you need to do double what they do so you can level them. Black is so much deeper than just African American. Our heritage been severed, you never got to experiment with family trees, because they teach you about famine and greed and show you pictures of our fam on their knees. Tell us we used to be barbaric, we had actual queens. Black is watching child soldiers getting killed by other children, feeling sick like, oh shit, this could have happened to me. Your mummy watching, telling stories about your dad and your niece.
Yeah, it's great.
Album.
That
it's
I know. There you go.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. I know that.
Little Sims.
Yeah, I've had Little Sims on, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Cool. That's I would a love great to get her on the show. Maybe we just swap guests.
But she said
we could give you a list of sort of 90s classics.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I meant that we should do a deal where you have a guest on your show and they have to come on mine.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, all right.
Okay. Have you ever had Romesh on?
No, but...
You said you had comics and stuff.
Yeah, Romesh.
Well, I'm up for doing it.
Okay.
I'm up for doing it.
Okay, cool. Good.
I'll do it.
Great, there we go. That's one ticked off.
There you go.
The list.
Okay.
Would you also come on my cooking show that I'm going to do?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, the reason I sounded hesitant there is because I'm vegan.
Okay, that's
Does
fine.
That matter?
We can cook vegan food.
Okay, great. I'll do it. I'll do that.
Okay. When's I that? Also can't cook and I haven't done it yet, but...
Okay. But I'm in.
Okay. Who else am I listening to? Stormzy. Yeah. I'm a big Stormzy fan. I went to see him at Glastonbury and it was amazing.
Did you see that thing with Stormzy and Wiley and Ed Sheeran?
Oh, yeah.
Have
What's
you
that?
Seen it?
No, explain.
So Stormzy did it, put out a video with Ed Sheeran. I think H was on it and I can't remember who else was on it.
Mm. The JK.
Yes, and then Wiley just said, why is Ed Sheeran jumping on the grime bandwagon?
Mm.
And then Stormzy replied saying, mate, don't do that, all right? And then Wiley's sort of like, he's fucking running off at everyone, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I've actually interviewed Wiley. He was great for the Chicken Shop Day. But yeah, he's atting everyone at the moment, isn't he? He's getting into a lot of...
Beef.
It's cool. I quite like it.
Do you? It's entertaining, isn't it?
Yeah, it is entertaining.
Yeah.
Do you like what he's doing or do you find it a bit embarrassing?
We can
edit it out if you say anything too controversial.
I'm not the kind of person who like is into online beef. Like I would just never do it myself.
You like to take it to the streets, don't you?
Just I like, yeah, I like to physically attack people instead. Yeah. So I feel like whenever I see people doing that, I'm always just a bit like skeptical of it.
Yeah.
Because just personally, it's not my bag.
Yeah.
But as you said, I guess it's quite entertaining. You know what? I'm not here for it. I'm just not interested in it.
You're not interested in
I'm
it?
I'm not interested in
what
it.
What about you, Rupert?
No, I'm not
okay.
interested.
Well,
in
can I just say, can I be the only person here to say I'm really into it?
Yeah, you are into
Is
it.
Is it
What's
like
the
a
latest
cynical...
update?
Don't know.
I know that he was at Hackney Carnival. People were sending me photos of him. He was just like, just walking around.
So is he waiting for Stormzy to respond?
No, now Stormzy
has.
Stormzy's new track is called Wiley Flow.
If you can't do 10K for a sweet, then I don't want to hear no chat about numbers. You man are my youngest. All blacked out like grungers. Tens and twenties and hundreds. Tens and twenties and thousands. I can't ever just loud them. On Mount Everest shouting. Soon go back to the mountains. Third album, nigga, I blessed to beat with smoke. And my day one bros, they kept me close. Then I sit my tent, they take a tour. They're trying to get me on the ropes. I ain't broke, especially in this cold. So please, man, let's just be adults. And don't be flexing in my boat. Nigga, you can't test me, I'm the GOAT. Rolex collections look.
And it's basically about how Wiley is like... Well, he's like the godfather of grime, but it's like about how Stormzy rates Wiley.
Because
that's not a beef, then.
No,
is
but no, but
no,
I,
no.
I think
the beef is with, isn't the beef with Ed Sheeran and Wiley?
Right.
The beef is Ed Sheeran.
But
and
the
Wiley.
Way that I got into grime was that Ed Sheeran put out this collaborations tape with like literally every UK rapper and grime MC that was popular at the time, and he's got a song with Wiley.
Mm.
So they must have got on at some point, but
yeah,
I don't really know what happened because I'm not following it. But
there's no end to it.
Do you get gigs and stuff?
Yeah.
And then do you get? You must get recognised shitloads of those, right?
Yeah, I do actually. That's yeah. But then I normally just go into the seated bit now.
Oh, nice. Nice. Things are going pretty smooth for you.
No, as in I'm upstairs.
Yeah.
Wait, does that sound
the best
where you,
bit.
Yeah.
Just nice sitting down.
And then you can stand up if you want.
Yeah, I agree.
But you can also sit down. But I would, but then, yeah.
I used to want to be right down the front, absolutely fucking going for it. And now, I want to be as far away as possible. Yeah.
I went to a Young Bane gig, and I was at the front. I was down in the front, and the girls were just going like kicking me out of the way. Like it was just really intense. So I was just a bit like, no, it's not for me.
It doesn't really get rowdy up top, does it?
No, it doesn't. I was up top for Jay Huss, who's one of my favourite artists.
Yes.
And the Brixton Academy, and that's like one of the best gigs I've ever been to. Because the Brixton Academy, if you're upstairs, you actually have such a good view and you have loads of space. But obviously it's like a completely different vibe when you're downstairs, and it is amazing to be downstairs in stalls. But that's like how I felt when I was at Glastonbury watching Stormzy. But that's also going to be different because we were at a festival. But
did you stay at the festival?
Yeah, I did.
In a tent?
In a tent, yeah. I know. But I actually only stayed for 2 nights this time.
How do you find camping?
Camping I'm not into. Well, sometimes I am, but the thing that annoys me about camping, especially at festivals, the people who talk all the time, all through the night.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just unbearable. And like these people who either don't sleep, so they're just like talking, or they wake up really early and then you've just come home to the tent and then you are just like, well, this is really annoying, I wanted to go to sleep, and then people are just talking. So yeah, the thing that annoys me about camping is talking.
What's the toilet situation?
They've got like these drop holes. It's basically just like you sit on a thing and like a bench with a hole in it, and then it just like is a really long drop.
Isn't there a
fire? They're not too bad actually. They're way better than Portaloos, because Portaloos is like so close and it's like the smell and it's really claustrophobic, whereas these ones are more like just quite open. There's more air that can get in.
There's a photo of a guy who jumped in, isn't there?
Into the...
Hiding in the cesspit.
That's disgusting.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Was it a dare? Fucked.
Yeah, probably some horrible sort of laddie thing, but...
Oh, my God.
Covered in poo.
You just die then, don't you?
Or... I'd imagine you get
would
quite
you
ill,
die if you fell in poo?
You get, like,
I think you have something would happen to
you.
How many different fucking brands of shit are being inhaled into your system? That can't be all right.
Oh, my God.
It can't be okay.
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe it's really good for your skin or something.
I took a shit in the desert recently.
Oh, did you?
Really?
Yeah, I was filming, and then they said, oh, we've set up a toilet for you. And it was just like a box with like a windbreak behind it. And then I just sort of sat in the middle of the Sahara taking a shit. And then you have to like...
clear it away.
Well, you pull out a little drawer and it falls through.
Did they film that?
No.
They did, but...
No, because if they did, Lisa would have watched it.
My parents watch every single video that I do.
Do they?
Yeah.
And what do they make of it?
They love it. My mum's always sending me, like, articles about rappers that she thinks I'd be interested in.
My mum will phone me up and read me bad reviews she's read of me.
Really?
Because she says to me... I think she... Well, she says she doesn't specify... She doesn't focus on the bad ones, but... She's only ever read bad ones.
Mm.
And she just says, I think it's good for you to know what people are saying about you.
Wow. Yeah. I'd absolutely hate that. I don't want to read a bad review.
Have they got into UK rap because of you then?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if they actually listen to it, but they're definitely like interested. And they like to read about it.
Do your parents have favourite artists?
Well, like in general?
Yeah.
Hip-hop artists.
Hip-hop or just...
Well, whatever, both.
Yeah, well, that my mum and dad are like very into strictly music from the 60s and 70s.
Right.
When they were teenagers in their 20s. Like, yeah, that's kind of like all they listen to, actually. And I'm trying to get them into listening to new stuff, but they won't.
Would your mum ever listen to like AJ Tracy or something?
Yeah, my mum really likes Stormzy.
Right.
She actually like she'll like text me like lyrics and I'll be like, Mom, she'll be like, what does this mean? I'm like, just won't reply.
Will she listen to this podcast, do you think?
Yeah, she probably will.
Great.
Hey.
That's good. Hello.
Just one more.
Amelia's mum.
Hello, how's it going?
What's her name?
Linda.
Hi Linda.
Hello Linda.
Hope you're well.
Hope you're well, yeah.
Hope you're enjoying this episode. She's done very well. We're really pleased with this episode, so well done to you.
Thanks.
Have you got any other recommendations?
Of what to listen to?
Yeah. You said Stormzy, Little Sims, the Top Boy soundtrack.
Oh, do you listen to D Block Europe?
I've got a little bit of a situation with D Block Europe.
Really?
Because,
have you offended them?
Well, I'm about to. Because D Block Europe, the ones that did Home Pussy.
Yeah.
new pussy good, but that home pussy make you feel safe. Like I can be in there all day. Just send a text, I'm on my way. Talking on the net, you got a voice now. Darling girl, you really need to make a choice now. Tell your friends, keep that energy when they come round. Come and start treating bitches like they boys now.
So I was doing some promo stuff and Capital Extra asked me to watch some videos and sort of just talk about what I guess they just thought, oh, we've got an old man in.
Who likes hip-hop.
Yeah, let's see what he thinks about D-Block Europe. It was D-Block Europe, who else was it? I can't remember the others. Anyway, D-Block Europe was one of them, and I watched the video for Home Pussy. What's the chorus? New pussy good, but home pussy makes you feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just said, I agree with that sentiment. I do think that home pussy makes you feel safe. But I commented on that video. But then when I was talking about it, I looked up and they were laughing. The Capital Extra people were laughing in a way that suggested that I'd said something that's going to get me into shit.
Has anything actually happened?
Not yet, but it hasn't come out. It hasn't come out yet. So that's what I'm slightly nervous about.
I think it'll be fine. I saw on Twitter the other day, this girl tweeted, one of the guys from it, like a video of her rubbing a kitten on her vagina.
We've all been there.
In reaction to the song, and it was really quite disturbing. And he was like, stop doing this.
Cat needs to be taken away from it.
Yes, it really does.
Both the kitten and her vagina, by the sounds of it. She can't be trusted with either.
No, not at all.
D-Block Europe, haven't they sold out?
Yes, two nights of Alexander Palette, which is 10,000 capacity.
Mental, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
So that must be doing something right.
And when I... definitely.
That's such a... They must be doing something right.
End podcast.
Anyway, go on, sorry.
When I interviewed them at Wireless, asked them, they were, yes.
Do they seem easily angered?
No, not at all. They're very, very relaxed.
Okay.
I said at the end, I was like, so would you like to go on another date? And then they were just like, then they replied, with who? And I was like,
slammed.
With me. Anyway. Yeah,
so you wanted to date all of them?
I thought that was quite funny. No, there's two of them.
Yeah.
Dirt Bike and Young Ads.
So there's a bit in a video, I don't know if it's explained, where somebody's eyes just turn bright green.
Oh, yeah, like a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was like a superhero origin thing, and they were going to explain, like they were going to show the rest of his powers developing throughout the video, but they didn't.
No, just that, just the eyes.
Yeah, okay. Well, so D-Block Europe, you think they'll be all right?
Yeah, I think that they're going to be... I think they're really popular right now and they're like going to be big. They're already big because they're selling out Ali Pali.
They've sold out two nights at Ali Pali, and Amelia is taking this opportunity to say she thinks they're going to be big.
I think they're going to be big.
Off the back of...
because of the beef, the brewing
the
beef.
The beef. Also, your beef is going to basically accelerate stuff, you know.
I think it can only do a favour for me if it will damage them.
And it's going to be... Who else did they ask you to listen to? You can't remember?
Heady One?
Do you like Heady One?
No, I don't know Heady One.
Okay. He's drill.
Young Thug I listen to.
Yeah, he's American.
The comment I had about him was that I didn't feel his face matched the rest of him.
What do you mean?
Well, like he had quite a flamboyant kind of outfit on and he looked kind of thugged out, but his face looked like belonged to a librarian.
He looks like a librarian.
No, in that particular video.
My mum's a librarian.
I'm not saying generally. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Linda, the librarian.
Linda, if you're still listening, she's still doing great.
Yeah. But yeah, that's their... Are they my recommendations? Yeah, I guess.
Check them out.
Yeah, Stormzy, check him out if you've got time.
It's so good to get somebody's inside track on the industry. Press. So Stormzy D-Block Europe.
Dave, don't know.
And if you like anything older, Amelia's top tip is the Beatles. She thinks they've got some stuff that
is
well worth revisiting.
Yeah, the Beatles, Fleetwood Mac, give them a listen. Pretty much, that's my... recommendations.
Plug one, plug two, guest plugs,
for you.
Well, Amelia, thank you so much for joining us on Hip Hop Saved My Life. You've been, would you say, best guest ever?
Best guest. You say this most every fun, time.
Most fun as well.
Yeah, definitely yeah. most fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Most fun.
Yeah. What should we look out for you with you? What should we, what should we, what should we,
what
should,
what
should we look out for with you in?
What should you look out for with me in?
You're doing an amazing short for Sky, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing an amazing short for Sky with Ramesh that is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's coming out before the end of the year.
Yeah.
On Sky One, so please watch that.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have more Chicken Shop Day episodes when people reply to my emails.
Yeah. We'll so that'll tell. Be fun.
I'm coming on Chicken Shop Day.
Ramesh is coming on it.
And I'm coming on the cookery show.
And the cooking show. And...
It doesn't sound like she really wants to book me.
I do. I do want to book you.
Okay.
And also, I've got a new series of Vice, so that'll be fun, where I'm investigating mysteries around the UK.
Great. Really?
Yes.
Well, what kind of
spooky.
Mysteries?
So, one, there's this bridge by Glasgow, and over 500 dogs have jumped off it, tried to commit suicide.
Right.
So I'm investigating that.
Okay.
Maybe it's Dumbarton Bridge. What's the show bridge. Called? Well, I don't actually know yet, because... Because there was a copyright issue.
Oh.
With the name.
Okay. What did you call it? Sherlock Investigates?
No. It was going to be called Mysterious Girl.
Peter Andre.
But
surely he'll let you have
Peter
that.
Andre apparently had an issue.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it's...
Well, you know what we should call it instead? Insania.
Insania. It's going to be called The Mysterious Girl.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's good. Sounds good. Amelia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
for having me.
Thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.